Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yo, are you tired of always going back to sexual sin? Like you've told God, God, I want to stop this. I'm going to stop this. Maybe you've even tried to start resolutions and you might've been good for a week, a few days, maybe a month, a few months, but you always continue to go back to it. Let me show you how to desexualize your brain. Hey, you guys, welcome back to the Secret Place podcast. I'm your host and I'm so excited about this episode because if any of y'all know my testimony, you know that the Lord has healed and delivered me from all sexual sin. And y'all, it has not been easy. It's a journey. And I think something that a lot of people, when they are trying to heal from sexual sin, a lot of people think it's going to be like a one and done type thing. And some people's stories, that's how it is. They've been delivered and then they don't go back into it. But for me, it's been a long journey and it's been a long process. So y'all, I remember whenever I was a kid in sixth grade, and I remember it was in a science class, and I remember we were having some group time or whatever, and I remember this dude and this girl start talking about like masturbation, and I was like, had no clue what that was. I didn't even know what they were talking about, but they like told me, like, they were telling me like what to do and how to do it and all this stuff. And he said like he was gonna go do it in the school bathroom, and I was just like, okay, what? I was like, this is weird, but if everyone else is talking about it, like, I want to know what they're saying. And I remember like going home and like trying to like do that, and it was just like I did not even like it. It was unenjoyable, nothing. Like, it was just, you don't even know what you're doing. I mean, you're literally too young, but it just shows the people you're around literally can affect you, can change your life, change your actions and everything that you do. So I was exposed to masturbation and pornography literally in the sixth grade, and like, that's when the addiction started straight up. I'm not even gonna lie, and it's crazy to even say that, to look back on it. But I mean, there are times that my parents would catch me like watching porn like on Twitter, because it would like be linked from my phone to theirs, and it was just like so embarrassing. I wish that I would have got help at that time, but I don't know. I think I probably gave them an excuse of what I was looking at. I was just mad, whatever. But yeah, so porn has just been a very huge part of my testimony. But the Lord didn't truly, or I didn't truly seek deliverance until I started finding Jesus. I think I was tired of every night, like it just became to be like a normal thing to do. And once I realized that, as I would go around place to place, like the people I would look at, I began to like sexualize them like really, really bad, and it started to hinder like the way that I can act every single day. Like my brain just, my head just, and thoughts just got in my own way to where I couldn't even function because I was crippled by sexual sin. And that's whenever I knew it was bad. Whenever anytime I went to like an airport or something, it was just like the overly sexualizing everything, and just seeing the effects that something has on your brain where you don't see it at the time in middle school and high school, but as you get older, it's really where your brain's starting to create patterns and create neural pathways, so it knows how to respond and how to think. So we are training our brain whenever we are doing any single action. So I truly got delivered from sexual sin, I would say, in February of last year, so 2023, whenever I went to Revival. I was able to, it was like a divine appointment. I met with this dude, like walked down the altar, and I just like told him everything of my past, told him literally everything. And turned out we had a very, very similar story. And I just like prayed, and many times I prayed and tried to give it to God, but that time was different because I didn't necessarily like open up about everything, if that makes sense, because sometimes we want to talk and tell somebody, but we don't want to tell them the things that, you know, we need to, because the Bible says, whenever we're asked for forgiveness, to confess to Jesus, but also to confess to other believers. That is not me saying that you have to go to every single person and post on social media, what you struggle with or went through or whatever. But if God's calling you to, then I'm encouraging you to do that. But you have to tell somebody. You have to tell your a trusted believer. It doesn't have to be a family member, because if you're bought by the blood, then you are family. So y'all, I want to first off start with, if you are trying to experience healing of sexual sin, you need to first understand why you want to stop and what it does to your brain, y'all. And there's been so many studies to where sexual sin, pornography, and masturbation is just frying your brain. I'm telling you, because it's releasing that dopamine. Like for me, y'all, if I'm going to do something or not do something, I got another research. Because about Jesus, y'all, it's so crazy how the spiritual and the psychological and science, everything is tied together. It all makes so much sense. I'll read like a lot of psychological books, not psychological thrillers, but like, you know, like psychology. And it's just crazy to see how these authors are writing, and little do they know, they're basically just like wording what Jesus says in the Bible about our patterns and all of these things and our traumas. But y'all, we have to understand what it's doing to our brain. So first off, this sexual sin is frying your brain. It's frying your dopamine receptors. This is probably why when you wake up, you have no energy, you have no motivation to do anything, why you can't focus at school, why you can't get a simple task done, because your dopamine receptors, which are just like the reward type hormone that is released whenever you eat candy, or I think when you work out as well, that's why you get that kind of rush. But when you are just constantly going back and back and back to a certain thing, then your body is going to start living off of that chemical. That's where a lot of people will have like drug addictions and everything. So you need to understand that it's killing you. It's killing your brain. And every time that you do it, you might be saying one last time, but you are actually putting a pattern in your brain. So you're telling yourself, oh, if I'm stressed, oh, if I'm insecure, oh, if I'm this, then I'm going to go to it. So that's why, for example, like at me, like it would be like a nighttime thing. So at nighttime, I wouldn't like, it was just something that I would do. So I would be good if I was just being busy throughout the day. But once it hit the nighttime, my mind is saying, hey, crew, this is just what you do. Like it releases, excuse me, it releases the chemical in your brain. And so this is what you're going to do. And so you're creating these patterns by every time that you are doing that action. And another thing that you need to understand is that what the Bible says. And the Bible says that we are actually, the church is the bride of Christ. So every time that you were going into sexual sin, you were cheating on Jesus. I'm going to let that sink in for a little bit, because that's what helped me heal, is when I started to understand not only the effects it had on my body, but on Christ's body that sexual sin has. Because many of us want to say that we wouldn't cheat on our spouse because we're Christian and all these things, right? But you're cheating on Jesus every single day when you're going into that sin. There's no difference, because the word says that we do not own our bodies. For Jesus has bought us with the price when we gave our bodies and our life to him. So therefore, every action that we do, we are supposed to glorify him in that. We are supposed to be instruments for him. But whenever we are going into sexual sin, not only are we drinking from the cup of Satan, but we're also hurting our Father so deeply. Because I want you to think about something. Say that you skid your arm or broke your arm. You're on a scooter and you broke your arm just riding down the road or whatever. All you can think about is, what's the first thing you're going to do? Probably call your mom or call the doctor so that you can go immediately to the emergency room because you want them to fix your arm, right? And that whole night, all you're going to be thinking about when you're trying to sleep is that pain on the arm and all this stuff and just how you can help and how it can get better. And we need to understand that if we are Christ's body, then Christ has to be the head. So anytime that his children or his body parts are struggling, he is actually hurting with us. And the head is only saying, oh, how can I help this body part stop hurting? So we need to understand the heart of Christ. Whenever you are going through something, he is hurting with you because you're part of his body and he just wants to heal you. And that helped me a lot, because many times I think with sexual sin, we feel like it can be it is a deeper sin, but we can almost think that it's a worser, is that even a word, a worser sin. But I mean, all sin is equal, but all sin doesn't have the equal consequences. And that sexual sin has, because it's in the dark. And the Bible says that anything that is done in the dark will be brought to light. So y'all, I had to understand that I was cheating on God, because before you can do anything, you need to understand why you want to stop doing it. You know, you want to educate yourself. And then the next thing is that the Bible says that we are supposed to flee from anything immoral, flee from the sexual immorality, and cling to the Lord. So we obviously know as Christians that we should not be doing that, watching porn, masturbation, same-sex marriage, all of these things. We know that we should not be doing it. So it's good to know the psychological, but also what the Bible says. So it's like, okay, you can tell me I shouldn't be doing it, but how do I stop? So y'all, I'm going to tell you the very first thing, if you're wanting to stop and desexualize your brain, is you have to know why you are going into it. For every action that you do, there's a reason. So for me, there's so many times where I was just like wanting to stop watching porn or masturbating and all these things, but I didn't realize what was tied and attached to it was so much deeper. So that action was just a symptom of a deeper sickness. And once I started praying to God, he started to reveal to me why, and the things that I experienced of why I was doing it. So for me, if I'm ever feeling one, stressed and overwhelmed, I'm not going to find comfort in Christ. I'm going to go to sexual sin. Used to, I'm not going to do that. So I'm going to have to rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I don't speak that in existence, because our words have power. Life and death is in the tongue. But so for me, I had to realize anytime I was getting stressed, that I would do that. But to go deeper, there was so much insecurity in me that whenever I went into sexual sin, it was like a security type thing. So I felt like I could be with that woman, that she loves me because of that. I was watching those inappropriate things and doing those actions. It gave me some sense of worth almost. It goes, y'all, back to a lot of childhood trauma of the things that maybe somebody has said to me in my past, or my family has said to me. So I would go into sexual sin to fill that void and feel that hurt because of the things that everyone has said to me, y'all. So you have to understand the root of why you were going into this sin. And I'm telling you, if you will pray about it, and many of you already know why you're doing it, but if you will pray about it, God will reveal it to you and he'll show it to you. Y'all, we need to know that the sins that we do are just symptoms of the sickness. And a scripture I wanted to touch on is Proverbs 4:23, and it says, above all else, to guard your heart, for everything that you do flows from it. It's the fact that Jesus said, above all else, above everything that I've asked you, to guard your heart, for everything that you do flows from it. So I want you, this helps you understand that when you are going into a sexual sin, that's an action. But you need to go down to the root, which is in the heart. So every action that you do, you might say, oh, I'm tired, or I'm whatever. For example, like, oh, if I'm hangry or whatever, if I want some food, then I'm going to be like rude and disrespectful, when it's like, no, you're just being selfish. So there's something deeper and deeper rooted. And that goes into point number three, and that is in guarding your heart. So once you understand why you're going into these things, you need to next guard your heart. So when you're going on social media, y'all, there's on TikTok, there's a restricted mode. That's what I have on mine. Because the enemy likes to attack with the fiery arrows. That's what the word says. And the thing about a fiery arrow is it's something so small and minuscule. But once that arrow is shot, and it's shot into you or into your house, for example, it starts with a small flame and then just destroys everything. So we need to be on guard at all times and to guard our heart. So if that means setting social media filters, for me, y'all, I unfollowed everyone on social media. I unfollowed everyone on TikTok, Instagram, literally everything, because it was just a trigger for me, but also it was a trigger of comparison for me, because I told you, deep rooted in the insecurity that I was having, social media was a trigger because I would compare myself to other people. So it's going to look like different things for everybody. There's no one fix and one specific thing that you have to do. It's your personal relationship with Jesus. He will show you what you have to do. But I'm telling you that you have to guard your heart. I want you to stop and just take a step back and study those triggers. Okay, when did I do this sin last? Whatever. Were you stressed? Were you anxious? Were you feeling sad? Were you with your family? Were you alone? What location were you in? You need to start studying these things and studying Satan's tactics so that next time whenever he brings it to you, you're like, oh, this is why every time I get stressed, Satan tries to tempt me with this. Y'all, and the last thing that you need to be doing is fasting, because the word says that some demons can only be cast out through prayer and fasting, y'all. And what I did not understand is that I had some sort of demonic oppression over my life. As a Christian, we cannot be possessed, but we can be heavily oppressed and carry strongholds through demonic spirits. And for me, I'm a Christian and I was bought by the blood, but we need to understand that any action that we are doing, we're either coming into agreement with Jesus or coming into agreement with a demonic spirit in Satan. Because, for example, our minds are territory. Our whole body is territory. That's why Jesus bought us by the blood. But anytime that you are seeing something inappropriate on social media and taking a double take, or you're going into sexual sin, you're actually giving a demonic spirit legal rights for a stronghold over your life. So once I started understanding that my mind is real estate that the enemy cannot have because I want Jesus to have it all, that is when I started to experience healing. And I got a lot of deliverance, y'all. There was one time I was in my bed and I was like watching some dude like praying on social media, deliverance from a Jezebel spirit. And just previously, y'all, I was dealing with a lot of sexual sin that the enemy just had covered over me. And this is still why I was a believer. Still why I was a Christian. And y'all, I started like shaking, like tweaking out like in my bed. Like I wasn't necessarily convulsing, but straight up, like, my body was twitching and everything. And immediately, y'all, I literally got on my knees and I started praying to God. And God said, Karu, some demonic spirits can only be cast out through prayer and fasting. So I literally fasted for 3 days straight. I texted one of my buddies and I said, hey, we got to fast. I have some sort of demonic stronghold over my life. And ever since then, I've been delivered. The Lord has delivered me. So I want you to understand the power of fasting. And y'all, I don't want anybody to ever come to me for some sort of like thinking I'm like a leader, because the only leader and only influencer in your life is Jesus. So baby, God is the full meal, but I'm just gonna be that guacamole and that queso, okay, to the entree of the chimichanga, okay? Because Jesus is the whole chimichanga. He's the whole buffet at the Mexican restaurant at Sunday, where I'm just the chips and cheese, okay? The chips and cheese is good, but it ain't like that chimichanga, baby. Because when you put those things together, so I pray that the words that I speak wouldn't be like necessarily your quiet time, but these are thought provoking words and a thought provoking, bro, I cannot speak, word that is making you want to spend more time in the secret place with Jesus. Because y'all, we could hash it out and we could crack it open all night. But what's the point if I tell you all these things and then you hold it deep in your heart but never spend time with Jesus and you never get back in your word? So that's why I'm going to leave you on that cliffhanger. Ask the Lord how to fast. There's instructions in the Bible how to fast. Ask God what he's wanting you to fast from. Your phone, is that food? Is that friends? Is that any other distraction? Whatever that looks like, ask him and he will show you. I promise you. I want you to understand that the word says that there has been no temptation that has overtaken you. So anything that you are ever going to be tempted with or go through, y'all, God promised a way out every single time. God didn't tell us that if we go through temptation that he will provide a way out. He said when you go through temptation. So temptation is guaranteed, but it's just up to us what we're going to do with that temptation. There's a way out every single time. So I don't want to hear you have an excuse. Oh, I was with my friends at the party and they forced me. No. For God's word, are you going to argue with God's word? It says that there's a way out every single time regardless. And I didn't truly start experience healing with sexual sin and with sexual addiction, pornography, and all these things until I quit focusing my mind on the sin and I started focusing my mind on Jesus. Because the word says that we are to live in tune with the Spirit, live life in the Spirit at all times. Because whenever we are craving things of this world, for example, envy, drunkenness, lust, anger, all of these things, we do not have the love of the Father in us, so therefore we are living for the world. But when we're living in tune and in life with the Spirit, we carry the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, self-control, all of the things. So for me, what I challenge you is quit focusing on not doing a specific action, but focus on getting in your word. F- Focus on doing new actions to replace the old. So if you would wake up in your morning, the reason that you're going and watching porn at night and masturbating and all these things is because you weren't in your word in the morning and you weren't in prayer at that time. So quit trying to stop sinning rather than start a new action of being in your word, and therefore Jesus is going to change your mind, and you will develop the mind and the heart of Christ, because spending more time with somebody, you begin to be like them and become more like them. Like I always tell you, when you're with your friends, you're going to be like them. When you're with Jesus, you're going to be like them. I pray that the Lord has given you a word and a revelation through this podcast, and that you will experience healing in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. Friend, I love you so much. Episode 13 will be out next Thursday. I love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.